exactly what your coworkers are going to be talking about today.
I am dizzy. I'm really dizzy.
Toucher and Rich.
Oh, my God.
Austin's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub, where Toucher and Rich. Nick's just not taking that hat off, man. All right. So Rich brought these masks in for Nick and Bert to wear for this contest. And Nick is so self-conscious about his lack of hair that he's trying to put on this Iron Man mask. And instead, I'm like, he's going to take his hat off. And then he just turned it backwards without it leaving his head. He just spun it around backwards. All right, so the Avengers, whatever, is coming out.
Infinity War!
And,
part one.
And people are very excited. They want to go see the cartoons.
Is that a cartoon?
Well, it started as a comic book.
Yeah, sure. I gotta call it a graphic novel.
Yes, indeed. And there's a... When's the screening, Rich?
The screen's today.
Okay, the screening is today.
Yeah.
And again, we have...
Bird with the tiny Hulk mask.
We have Bird and Nick. Again, they want to go to this film. They need to see it before all the spoilers.
Oh, and they will get out even this morning. The Marvel Corporation tweeted, please do not give up spoilers. Let people enjoy it because everyone knows the rumor is one of them dies. Matter of fact, I'm not kidding you. Vegas started taking odds on who is going to die. In the Avengers movie, which I know who the top five people are, the odds. Five to one odds that Vision will die, because I think he has one of the Infinity Stones in his head.
Who's Vision?
Vision is, we'll get to that. Thor, he has 3 to 1 odds, and they're saying because Chris Hemsworth's contract does not last past this film. Iron Man, 2 to 1 odds. Captain America, even odds to die, and then the best odds, they're saying it's almost a certainty, Loki will end up dying, they're saying. So, do you know who Loki is?
No.
Okay, well,
I do.
You're not a cool
guy.
It's
Thor's brother.
Wow.
Well done, Freddy T. My goodness.
You should be in this
original Avengers. Avengers, which one is Loki? All right.
Loki's the bad guy in the Avengers.
Is that who it is? Okay,
yeah, he becomes a good guy, then a bad guy, then a good guy. He's all over the place.
All right.
Yeah.
He flops. All right, so what you guys were originally supposed to do was eat this, like, ghost pepper chip, but I don't think you're allowed to do that.
Yeah, so here's how this is going to work. You're each going to get 5 questions, okay? If you miss 3 of them, you are not only not going to go to the premiere, but the person who does win, and if neither you win, it'll be me, tomorrow on the air will whisper in your ear the spoiler, so I'll be ruining the movie for you. That's the chance you take to get in. To them, this means a lot.
No! Rich, there's...
You know what? I bet they kill...
There's radio, but someone go to HR immediately.
I bet they kill Black Panther, because there's no more money to be made.
Yeah.
How great would that be?
All the money has already been taken.
Yes, but here's what's going to happen. If you do indeed miss a question, it was originally going to be you're going to eat a chip with ghost pepper sauce, but as Fred just mentioned, it's something you can't do legally. But instead, what we have is we have a very beaten up foam Thor's hammer, which has been chewed on by both of my kids.
Looks like a dog ate this thing.
No, that's be my children.
Oh.
But originally I was going to have it where Nick would hit Bird or Bird would hit Nick. But I think when you have such a barbarian that is already employed by the Toucher and Rich Show, maybe we have an executioner of our own.
I am Wallach the Impaler.
All right, get ready.
The force will be thrust upon you by Wallach the Impaler.
You want no one to get hurt.
Right. Give me the hammer.
Give him the hammer. Give it a good trial whack.
That's it.
All right, there you
all right,
go.
There so go. You'll get whacked
what
on the
Wallach's
shoulder.
Name again?
He is...
I am Wallach the Impaler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you get a question wrong...
Get ready.
Wallach the Impaler.
I did win the sword fight the last time.
That's right, yeah. You did, when you had the in-studio LARP.
That's right.
All right.
I'm sorry I said
won
it that
a
way,
sword
but all right.
That's right.
That was a mistake.
Come over here.
Do you both
let's whip these things around.
He is Captain Pleat in his pants. Sweetheart.
The most fortunate pleat of all time.
That's right.
In more ways than one.
But I am Wallace the Impaler.
Pleat. All right. Do you agree to said rules, Bird and Nick?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, are you really going to care if he tells you the spoilers?
Yeah, I'll care.
Uh-oh.
Now, is this why you want to go? Is because you want to avoid those?
Yes.
Bird.
Same thing. I sort of want to know, but I don't want to know. So okay. I'm in the middle. I'm in the middle, but I have a pretty good idea what's going to happen, but I want to see it fruition.
Each wants to ruin the other's day, though. That's what it all comes down to.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, how good would it feel, Nick, for you to spoil it for Bird?
Oh, it'd be great.
And how about you, Bird?
I'll be fantastic.
Okay, yeah, they don't like each other very much. And that's really what this is all about. Right,
who's hitting them?
Okay, that would be...
I love the Impaler.
So, headshots for everybody today?
No, not in the head.
Oh, darn it.
No, the shoulder.
You can hit him in the head. That's
you
foam.
Hit him in the head? I'm
no, we'll avoid the head.
All right, we'll do shoulder.
We're going shoulders.
All right.
All right, we're going to go
it's
shoulders.
A foam hammer. How many times are you kidding?
The last thing I need is HR to call me.
No,
all right.
If you want to give me the head, give me the head.
Okay, Bird wants it in the head.
Okay, that's fine.
Nick?
If I get along.
Yeah, I don't mind.
All right. Okay, all right. We'll do it in the head.
Shots for everybody.
You can give me a Ric Flair chop.
All right, you can choose either to get hit in the head or to take off your hat.
All right.
Okay.
Let's go.
Let's get rolling. Okay.
Right. Let's change the rules. If Nick doesn't win, he has to take off his hat.
Okay, I like that. I like that.
He can, in studio.
He can avoid the spoil. Okay, here's the question. Here's the question. If you lose, would you rather take off your hat or not hear the spoilers?
Would I rather? I would rather keep my hat on.
Oh, my God.
And
then really?
Have him spoil the movie for you?
Yeah.
I might have said it wrong, but okay, so you would rather have Rich tell you everything that happens in the film
before you see it.
But before you see it than to take off your hat.
I would rather not be spoiled. I would rather not be spoiled.
Okay, so you'd rather take off your hat. You'd rather take off your hat. Okay.
So if you lose, you got to take off your hat.
Okay, he's got to take off his hat.
And then you will not have any of the spoilers.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Okay.
Every wrong question.
Nick is not very excited about this. It's no mystery you're bald, Nick.
Balding. Balding in the back. You got, like, a...
Well, you don't have any hair in front
either.
Dude,
join the club, my God.
I mean...
Should I just take it off right now?
No.
You don't need to do it now.
No, not right now. We'll play a fair game.
All right, okay. Let's start with easy questions. Are you ready? We'll start with Nick.
Okay.
Nick, which actor played the Hulk immediately before Mark Ruffalo?
Edward Norton.
Well, that is correct. You've avoided the hammer of justice.
Who's hitting that?
Oh, that would be...
I am Wallace the Impaler.
Right. Hey, don't you forget it.
Bird.
Yes.
What is Captain America's shield made out of?
An adamantium.
Oh, Wallach!
Here comes the hammer of stats.
Wallach.
Oh,
there you go.
Oh.
The foam hammer to the head.
Like it actually hurt.
No,
I'm fine.
Bird runs into brick walls.
He played football.
He played Everett High School football.
That was more violent than I thought it was going to be.
Here comes the hammer of stats.
Vibranium.
It's vibranium.
Damn, I knew it.
Yeah, adamantium, I think, is what Wolverine's claws are made out of.
I thought it was the same thing.
I wouldn't miss a question if I were you, Nick.
Wallach enjoys that.
Jesus. That was aggressive.
Okay.
All right.
Nick.
It wasn't just Wallach who enjoyed it. It was Wallach.
I am Wallach the Okay.
Nick.
Yes.
What is the name of Thor's hammer?
The Thunder Hammer?
No.
Thunder Hammer.
Oh,
that's
got to
be easy.
It's Moliner, whatever it's called.
What? Beware the flying fist of Corsi.
This is actually happening.
All right, here we go. All right, there you have it.
Excellent job, bud.
I am Wallace the Impaler.
Okay. No kidding, really?
Bird.
Yes.
What is the mystic cube that the Red Skull tries to use to conquer the world?
Oh, it's the blue square thing. give me a second.
Can I steal?
I know Thor crushes it. Go ahead.
It's a Tesseract.
Yeah, that's but it. You don't get any points.
No,
you don't. No, let's
You've been walloped.
Here we go.
All right, really here goes Wallach again.
Look at him. Really whack him.
Oh!
Oh, he got a little eye there.
All right. That is not pleasant. Okay.
Remember, we shot Adolfo with about 5,000 gallons of paintballs.
So you guys are both... Well, no, you've both two and you've... Okay.
He's one.
All right, Nick. What is Star-Lord's real name?
Oh. Melvin. Lamar.
That's the Toxic Avenger. That's
Chip. I don't know. I don't know.
Peter Quill.
You guys are so into this movie.
Here comes the hammer of stats.
Nick, we've had to do way worse to you than this.
Oh. All right. All right.
Kids foam hammer.
All right. Bird.
Not exactly chilling.
You can only miss one more.
I know.
Who is the Winter Soldier?
Oh, Bucky.
Ooh, very
who's
nice.
Bucky? That's Captain America's best friend.
That's very impressive. Mm, very
Bucky
impressive.
Barnes. Mm-hmm.
All right, now we're getting down to it.
Nick.
Yep.
Who's missed one? Two? Two. You are allowed to miss three. You can't miss any more than three. Vision is a mix of what two Marvel characters?
Archery guy.
No, it's not archery guy.
The odds on him in Vegas were, who cares? He didn't even make the poster.
It's Iron Man's, like, voice person.
What's his name? He has a name.
Jasper?
Close.
Jarvis and Ultron.
Beware the flying fist of Corsi.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, man. It's all right. All right.
Here we go. A minor annoyance.
That's all that is.
It's just a minor annoyance.
Take that, you.
Would you rather have punch him with Hulk's fist?
No, you can't do that.
All right.
But there's a nice in-between hitting someone and hitting him with a kid's hammer. Now I bring you the hammer of minor annoyance.
What? Bird's head's all red.
Bird's head's red if there's a girl in here.
All right. Bird.
Yeah.
Thanos first appeared in the end credits of what Marvel movie?
Avengers.
Very good.
Wow.
Very good.
He could have rolling. Back to the, Bird is rolling.
Now you have to get this right, Nick, in order to attend the screening. Okay? You have to get this right. This is your final question.
Okay.
Nick, Stan Lee has a cameo in most Marvel films. What was his role in the movie Deadpool?
Oh, I got this. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Might be his most famous one.
Oh, come on, Nick. You know this. I'm actually rooting for you. Come on.
If you don't get this, I mean, honestly, if you don't... You saw Deadpool, right?
Yeah. Like,
Oh, my God. Can I steal this?
It was, like, the funniest one.
Oh, my God.
Strip club.
Strip club. Strip club what? DJ.
Ah! Yes!
Look at Bird. In this, nice. Bird in the name of sportsmanship. Look at that. Nice job, Nick.
All right, Bird.
All right.
Final question.
Yep.
What does S.H.I.E.L.D. stand for?
Oh, jeez. Science. Wait.
I know. I'll give you time.
Science.
Here's a hint. Maybe the first word wasn't science.
Yeah, that's why it keeps hitting the buzzer, you see.
X-ray.
No.
Give him a second.
Okay.
Give him a second.
Now, Nick can do something nice here. He can save you. If he knows it.
Nick,
if he wants to. Or you can...
Nick, say no. I was going to do stuff, and I could have blew up your spot in the last one.
Jerk. Do you not know the answer? I don't think Nick knows.
Does it start off with science?
No.
No.
Nick has no idea.
That's the tip of my tongue.
Rich, does it start with science?
No, it does not, as a matter of fact. Wallach, time to give him one last wallop.
All right, one last minor annoyance.
Here comes the hammer of stats.
Okay.
There you go.
So that means Nick is going to the screening. Did he miss four?
No, he missed three.
Oh, well, then you're both
going. They're both going. Yeah, they're both going.
Congratulations. You're both going to the screening.
Nick, you answered that last one. You said that was to make
S.H.I.E.L.D.
a break.
That's going
to
drive me nuts.
Strategic Homeland Intervention Enforcement and Logistics Division.
I knew Homeland. That's about it.
You knew Homeland.
Well, we've all
that's right.
We've all learned quite a bit.
So, congratulations! You get to sit next to Joe Haggerty wearing one of his Star Wars baseball uniforms. I'm sure.
Watch your eyes when it just bursts off of him. It's just gonna snap and fly across the room.
By the way, the photoshops of Wallach the Impaler have already shown up.
I am Wallach the Impaler.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you have it. Everyone gets to go. Everyone gets to go to the movie.
Woo, movies!
What? Hooray, movies.
I'll even buy you popcorn there, Bird.
Yeah,
there
you go.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Toucher and Rich.
Are you kidding me?
Toucher and Rich.
Embarrassing to America.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Come out if they can, if they get possession of the offensive zone.
Snapped in by Marchand. Off goes Rass for the extra attacker. And Marlowe.
How to attack him. Oh, that's interference.
Placanitz on the line left side. Fires a score. As Backus got drilled out at center ice.
Patrick Marlowe just took out Backus. Backus was about to make the play.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. I honestly can't tell you if Backus was interfered with, because as soon as the puck went in the net, I immediately gave my wife a
he was interfered with, but at that point, it didn't even matter.
I didn't watch the replay. I didn't see anything.
Yep.
Joe, 617-779-0985. Joe, go ahead, sir.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Joe?
If they lose Game 7 with Ryan Donato in the stands watching the game, I'm going to lose my mind.
I'm starting to come to your side. If they need they need to finish, and Donato... Obviously, he lacks experience. Obviously, he's not the greatest two-way forward, but he can score, and he has proven that. He's a natural scorer.
Does he cost you at the other end of the ice in a game like this?
I mean, you got to score.
Yeah, they're not scoring a zillion goals.
I mean, I know. It's you got to score, and even if he...
That'll be the argument, though. If that'll be the argument.
That's entirely the argument. But do you play... you want to play like Heinen? You got to keep him in? I mean, why?
It's also been proven that the moment's not too big for him. I mean, he played in the Olympics.
Well, I would say that this is a lot bigger than the Olympics. At least this year, it is. But he played in that stage.
At least, unlike a lot of guys in his position, he has at least some sense of a moment being big.
Right. Well, I don't think he's going to crap himself.
No, but I guess what I'm saying is there are times where you bring rookies up from the minor leagues and they play well for you, but they kind of get lost in the playoff shuffle.
Well, he's rested.
Yes, he is. Sure. He's got fresh legs and he can stay along with a few people. That's true.
So, I mean, if you need to finish, because outside of the first line who have been held in, they've dominated, but they can't score. Outside of them, who do you fear offensively for the Bruins? Honestly, who think of who scored goals.
DeBrusk would be the only guy you'd look at and go, oh, okay.
Because think of who else has scored. Chara, McQuaid.
Yep.
There's no one else to really fear. DeBrusk has been very impressive. I agree with that. But the first line should be able to put up 4 goals a night. They really should. There's openings.
That's just it. It's not for lack of opportunity. That's the most frustrating thing of all. They haven't been held in check.
No.
They've been free. They've been chancing at will. And the only reason I can say that is because they're not scoring. But, they've had tons of chances the last couple of games and have been unable to score.
Well, Toronto hasn't been able to stop them the entire series. And Anderson just is standing on his head.
He's been excellent.
That's the thing. Cassidy, maybe you tweak it and put Donato in, but you don't change a thing on the offensive end of the ice. You don't change a game plan at all. I would think as a head coach, that's the most frustrating thing of all. There's no big lever you throw to change things. You don't really want to change things. Everything seems to be fine. You stopped the stretch passes, and the Bruins almost got beat with one of them. The pass was too far in front.
They weren't pinching in as much. But they were keeping guys back.
But unlike the previous game, you did have a couple of defensemen. You had Miller go up, and you had Chara go up, unlike Game 5. So... how much can you tweak? Maybe a personnel change, and Cassidy had the same theory going into last night. Maybe one change, which he made, but, if you're a head coach, you can't do much more, can you? What more can Bruce Cassidy do? The game plan is working. He can't. There's nothing Cassidy can do to force goals. That's the way hockey is sometimes.
I have no faith going into the seventh game. None. No game. I have no faith in game seven.
Well, as I said earlier, and I know you don't believe in the whole track record of game sevens, but it is not good. It's not good. And Ryan Doloff did a really good job breaking it down. He writes for NBC Sports Boston, or actually, I'm sorry, 98.5 The Sports Hub, rather. And the numbers are atrocious. And Tuukka Rask in Game 7 has a save percentage of .849. So there you go. 3.6 goals against.
This is his fourth career Game 7.
Yep.
But we talked about it. One, he was 21. Another one was that Toronto game. And then what was the reason?
Montreal. Montreal was the other one, which was just a bad series for everyone.
Yeah. So the Rask thing, fair enough. As for the team, that doesn't concern me. But I just the way they've played and the way they've been snake bitten, I don't see them winning this game.
I'm starting to worry myself a little bit more because at first I was like, well, the team's just snake bitten. And then you think back at just how great Anderson's been. And you wish it was just that they were snake bitten because you can't have that much bad luck for that long.
But you couple the way Anderson has played in the last two games with game sevens in general, where in the end, you can have the most talented team. It's a bounce. It's a bad call that gives the other team the one power play that gives them a 1-0 win.
Look at Ottawa last year. They made the Eastern Conference Finals, and they were terrible.
The other team clears the puck in. It hits a slight lip in the boards. It ricochets right out in front to a guy who's standing there, and he scores.
Stuff
like that can change an entire season if you're forced to play one game like this.
There's terrible ice like in game four, and everyone starts losing edges.
Right. Guy blows a tire. Defenseman, you have a 3-on-2, and one of your forwards blows a tire, as Jack Edwards would say, and all of a sudden that break you had doesn't happen. Or one of your defensemen on a 3-on-2 accidentally trips and falls. Stuff like that happens in game sevens.
No, it's always a bounce, and it always happens like when you're not paying attention. It always just randomly happens.
That's the thing. You can have the best team. Now that we're at this point, you can clearly have the best team, but it won't matter.
Well, that's why when you have a 3-1 lead and you blow it, I have absolutely no faith in you in Game 7. None. Absolutely no faith. I mean, I could see it getting ugly early. I mean, if they're down 2 goals, it's over.
Well, I mean, history tells us that it's not.
Well, considering the way the series has gone and how well Anderson has played.
If you're down 2 goals, it's
like
over.
Like in Game 5. In Game 5, if Toronto gets off to that start that they got off to in Game 5, do you have confidence the Bruins can come back?
No. None.
Rich?
That they can come back?
Bruins are down 2-0 in the first period of Game 7.
No. I don't have confidence.
That's the only point we're making.
But once again, the only thing I'm hanging on to is what happened a couple years ago.
It's all different people.
See, what you're hanging your hat on if you're a Bruins fan is eventually puck luck is going to come back in your favor.
It's the same goalie, though.
But eventually the Bruins have had such great chances with that first line, you have to figure they'll get untracked. I'm not saying this
on track.
On track. For some reason, it's just not, it's in my brain. It's not coming out of my mouth correctly. But you have to think that luck is going to come back around for Marchand, Bergeron, and Pasternak.
Well, I'm going in with no faith in this team. That is how I view this. And if something's going to happen, it's going to be like Rick Nash or something. Like someone's got to just get off that's not on the first line.
Someone tweeted us a potential twist that maybe Bruce Cassidy could throw in there.
I have a little twist to this series. Why don't we insert Shane Knighty into it? The sheriff.
Enjoy football, food, and more with Tom Brady at the Best Buddies Challenge June 1st and 2nd. Register today at TeamTomBrady.com. Here are the headlines.
T&R, 98.5, the Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Toucher and Rich.
Okay, keep doing it.
.985 The Sports Hub, where Toucher and Rich. The NFL draft is Thursday. And then after that, there'll be nothing. But this is an odd draft because everyone going into this college football season was head over heels. They said this is the best quarterback. I remember this from 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Saying that this was the best quarterback class. It was like a generational quarterback class. And all of a sudden, there's no consensus.
It's like nobody did themselves any favors this year.
No, except for Baker Mayfield. No one did themselves. And Lamar Jackson didn't do anything wrong, but he doesn't seem to be considered the cream of the crop. So it was Josh Allen was for sure going to be the number one pick.
Last week, that's all we saw. Every single mock draft had Josh Allen number one. Matter of fact, Bert Breer sat here and said he thought it looked like Allen is going to go number one overall. And then
what's funny,
2 days
Breer,
ago, it all changed.
Breer said Allen very dumb, by the way. It was said that Josh Allen is very dumb. And Lamar Jackson apparently isn't overly bright.
Well, I mean, you saw his Wonderlic score.
He got like a 6 on the Wonderlic.
Yeah.
All right, so now they're saying perhaps Baker Mayfield goes number one.
That's the latest, I believe, from Adam Schefter this morning. ESPN reports that Baker Mayfield is very much in the conversation to be taken number one overall Thursday.
The Giants, if they stay put, they'll probably get Shaquan. No, they could take Chubb. Chubb or Barkley.
Or there's a theory that if they trade back, I mean, this has been out there a while, if they trade back 2 or 3 spots, they could, you know, gain a bunch of picks and still get Barkley at 4. Because they figure that 3 quarterbacks will go right in a row at the start.
They can't get Barkley at 4 because right now Cleveland has that pick.
I'm sorry, 5.
5 is Denver.
Yeah.
So if you're Denver,
you jump up and maybe you see if Mayfield goes 1, you want Darnold, you get Darnold at 2.
What do you trade, though? Because the Jets, to move up to 3...
Yeah.
Gave up the 6 pick, 2 number 2s.
But this kind of plays into what we're getting at here is that unlike a lot of other drafts, there's no consensus number 1 pick. Everyone understands it's probably, you know, 95% sure it's going to be a quarterback unless Cleveland screws it up again.
No, they can't. I mean, they have to take a quarterback.
It's Cleveland, so who knows? Because, we'll get the quarterback we want at 4 and not worry about 1, whatever the case may be. But after that, then the Giants could turn the draft one of about 7 different ways, depending upon what they do at 2. So this could go horribly sideways for just about everybody immediately who's trying to predict what's going to happen.
No, there's no prediction that's accurate. What was very funny is that the Patriots had Jackson and apparently were impressed by them. You can bring 30 guys in and they,
this is a big smoke.
It's probably all misdirection, yeah. But if they draft him in the first round, and if they moved up to draft him in the first round, would it be fantastic? just throw kerosene on this fire.
I know.
Come in Friday, and then you got Gronkowski acting like a jackass. You got Brady, who's acting all, behind the scenes, and I don't know what I'm
not
going to
help out Jackson at all. Leave him by himself.
You get Jackson, who's, obviously people are concerned about him fitting into the pro game.
Right.
And, he could use, obviously he wouldn't play at least this year and then probably not next year. And so you could leave him and he could learn. But yeah, Tom Brady's ignoring him.
Yeah.
Tom Brady ain't speaking to him.
Oh, sure. And speaking of all the drama, this is worth playing once again. We played at the beginning of the show, but I mean, this is once again ESPN doing what they can to just make a story out of nothing. So we all remember last week, Adam Schefter comes out, says that Tom Brady, people around him have said that he is noncommittal about returning. He has not confided with anyone in saying that he will indeed return for the season. And then yesterday, Adam Schefter, the same Adam Schefter, filed this report.
Well, Woody, last week there were people who said that they did not know for sure that Tom Brady would return for the 2018 season. That was the expectation.
But once again, that was he who said that. That was you, Adam Schefter, who reported that. You are the one who reported that.
Well, Woody, last week there were people who said that they did not know for sure that Tom Brady would return for the 2018 season. That was the expectation. But there were still people who questioned whether he actually would. Well, today, Don Yee, Tom Brady's agent, went on the record to say that Tom Brady does intend to return for the 2018 season. Again, not a huge surprise in any way, shape, or form, and we don't want to make it out to be something that it's not. But this is a case where I can tell you for a fact that last week, there were people openly wondering if, in fact, Brady would be back. And one source even estimated last week when he said that there was a quote-unquote 75% chance that Brady would be back, meaning a 25% chance he wouldn't. But today, Don Yee dispelled any questions that anyone had.
The only part of that that I think is bad is that he had
Brady would be back,
explained 75% and 25%.
For the 2018 season.
So they essentially made a week's worth of storyline out of nothing.
Yeah, well, I mean, people were telling him things, and he went and ran with it. And now Don Yee is taking that off the table, unfortunately, because it was fun while it lasted. But if they draft Lamar Jackson, now you're talking about real fun.
Oh, sure.
With For all us, the chaos. It'd be great, yeah.
Because that's a first-round pick. Using a first-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps trading up.
Yeah, trading up to whatever, 15 or 16, because I've seen a bunch of mock drafts that don't have him falling any further than that.
Lockhart, where do you think Lamar Jackson's going to get taken?
I think he's going to go top 20. I don't think he's going to be there when the Patriots pick.
No, they're going to have to jump up to get him. Sure yeah. they are.
What does it take to jump up?
Because it's weird. Between like 14 and 20, there's teams that need quarterbacks. So I think that you could get up there pretty cheaply. You know, just package your 23 with another pick later in the draft, and you could probably bump up and get him if you wanted to.
Now, you're missing a few mid-round selections if you're the Patriots.
Now, are you, if you're the Patriots, are you interested in Lamar Jackson?
I like Jackson better than Josh Allen. I know that for sure. Josh Allen sucks. I don't think anybody should take him in the first round. I think that's going to be a major mistake.
Which is why Cleveland will take him.
Kyle LaLetta. He's going to be very good
Who?
In a couple of years. Kyle LaLetta. He went to Richmond. And, you know, he played against lesser competition, but he looked like a guy who was playing like a pro player playing with amateurs.
Okay.
And I think he was like the MVP of the Senior Bowl.
All right. And he's going to get taken when?
Probably second round, early second round.
Okay.
And there's a tight end also that they could look at 31. Gobert, Dallas Gobert from South Dakota, that's a monster. And it wouldn't shock me if he ended up going late first round, early second. So that could be another guy, you know, if they do something with Gronk. He could be a replacement.
Well, you were the guy that when they drafted Gronk, you came in and said, this guy's going to be a star. He's going to be a star
well,
in this league.
I mean, he was Gronk from day one.
It was him and his brothers at the draft
dancing around. Gronk, right, all in a circle.
You
saw the draft and you said, who the hell is this guy? It's day two, too. So like, he gets drafted and it's in the second round and you're like, what the hell is this guy in the second round doing?
Yeah, he hasn't changed as we saw this weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Then, you know, but then it becomes a detriment to the team.
Yeah.
So there you have it.
By the way, a
tight end in the first round would be fun, too.
Well, that would be great, too. Do you like shenanigans? Did you hear that in the third round, the draft pick for the Buccaneers, it's going to be delivered by a parrot. It's a parrot that's going to fly in and deliver the pick. And it's going to...
Well, consider
me tuned in. Are they going to have a falconer? Is there going to be a falconer on stage?
Well, I don't know, but consider me tuned in.
To see the parrot?
Oh, yeah. That's going to be a lot of fun. There's nothing like a parrot. There's nothing like a bird for a pet. What do you want? I just want to clean
it's
up...
It's going to put a nest in Mayock's hair.
I want a pet that I just clean up crap. They're good for nothing. They have no idea who I am.
They repeat what you say.
Their wings are clipped. All they want to do is fly away.
They're snitches. They just incriminate you.
Well, at least a parrot talks. People with birds as pets, very annoying.
What's worse, birds or lizards? Because lizards smell like crap. You go to someone's house, you immediately know they have a lizard.
Lizard is more of a lifestyle.
Lizard life?
Yeah, lizard is like I'm committed to, you know, listening to Triumph Records and smoking really bad weed.
Now, I just wanted to know, did the waterbed come with the lizard when you purchased it?
When I had the waterbed? No, but at points in my life, I had piranha that I never
fed. You had a piranha?
Oh, I had two piranhas. I mean, they were really small.
Did you ever show it off? Look what this guy can do.
Oh, yeah. I had a whole seduction layer. I've told you this before, is that I went to a Spencer's Gifts. First of all, I heard that if the green room is called a green room because the color green is very calming. So I got this room, my basement, all decked out in green, put a mattress in the storage area, went to Spencer's Gifts, got a strobe light, got one of those crazy disco lights to put all over the place.
Lava lamp.
I didn't go, that was too hippie-ish. As opposed to the cool things that I had. Then I had a tank with two piranha in it. Oh, yeah. That's Midwest, baby. That's suburban Detroit right there. And then a record player, and I'd be like, excuse me.
John Coltrane?
Never got, no, but the soundtrack to Superfly.
Oh, did you? Okay, yeah. All right. Well, Curtis Mayfield.
I hooked up down there, but I never got laid down there in my entire life. I just liked that we had a mattress, like, because it was semi-finished, and then there was like a door into a storage area, and we just threw a mattress down there. Like, girls are gonna be like, wow, I can't wait to have sex in this storage area on this dirty mattress that's on the ground.
And in your mind, it's like this amazing passion pit.
Oh, completely. And then I can only imagine, because we would go to like a basketball game at the school, and then we would take like sophomores back with us, and I can only imagine what they were thinking. They had to be like, they're probably, you know, they're adults now. They're obviously, you know, in their turned 40 now. I can only imagine
if they think back to those days, just what losers we seemed like. Like, just, you probably don't realize it when you're a sophomore, but then when you get older, you're like, what the hell was this guy doing? He has absolutely no clue.
You had the poster with the signs of the Zodiac on top of it?
I would have. I would have if they had it. Absolutely. Or just one that said Truman. Like a blacklight poster. Sure. A blacklight poster of like a naked chick with a tiger. Oh, I did the whole thing. Oh, it was disgusting. Just awful. And that's how little I knew about girls. It was just wrong. Like, you could have just been nice to him and talked to him like human beings.
Sure. Kept yourself, like, well-groomed and just, you know.
Right. Like, you know, and I look back then, and I wasn't a bad-looking kid. But I was thin, nothing, no real blemishes.
Do you use Polo spray? That was the one back when I was, like, in high school.
I used Dracar.
Oh, okay. Polo was the one that everyone was like, oh, that'll get him.
Oh, I used Sunin in my hair.
Sunin?
Oh, yeah. And I would put Sunin in, and I had my head shaved all around except for bangs, like the Tony Hawk thing, and I only put Sunin on the top.
You looked like every movie villain from every, like, late 80s film.
Yeah. But just the absolute, and I was, like, 17. Like, the absolute ignorance as to anything to do with women is really a shame. And then I got a girlfriend in college who I dated for 2 years and was so enamored by the fact that we could have sex whenever we wanted to, even if the roommate was in the room, that I didn't learn anything. And then the minute she broke up with me, I was clueless again. It wasn't until I had a job at a cool rock station where I didn't have to do anything where I started to get laid on a consistent basis. It took a job. If I never got a job at a rock radio station, I probably wouldn't have kids. I'd be walking around going, what the hell am I doing?
So that's why she went to the Atlanta Thrashers game with you.
Oh, yeah. I met her backstage at a concert.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. If I'm not backstage at that concert, I'm not getting her. Oh, no.
She just finished dating Goldberg. She had high standards.
She went on one date with Goldberg.
Didn't want the pickup truck.
I'll tell you. Didn't want that. No, and also when someone's that size, yeah. I mean, that can be. I told you the girl at college, Shaq was shooting a commercial at my school, and he asked one of the women's basketball players out, and she was like, hell no. Are you joking? She's like, there's so many things that could go wrong. Hmm. That's one of those things where he gets in and he disrobes, and you're just like, nope.
Exit. Stage left.
Like, yeah. Sorry, dude. Sorry, man.
It's not going to happen.
This isn't going to happen. I'm not built for this. No siree, Bob.
Looks like we have a different size adapter selection here. It's like we have to.
Well, just as.
Where's my Euro translator?
I need the European adapter.
That's right.
Because this one's not working.
Just the overall size of the guy, too. Just crushing you.